Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Well, today in our radio program, I have a special guest with me that actually has been on our program for several times. He's Chris Kalel, and he's our CEF Camp Director for Camp Good News. It's located in Washington, Illinois. So, Chris, it's so great to have you on the program today.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm so glad you just keep coming back. So you must like it, I guess.
I think I get a punch card after so many times I get something free. After.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get you something like a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah.
Cappuccino.
There we go.
Well, I know you just came off of a busy and full summer ministry at Camp Good News, so I was wondering, how did it go? What does summer look like this summer?
Summer was awesome. It was every year I say this, but it was the best summer we've had. It was amazing. Great group of counselors, great group of staff. Just an excellent summer. We had some of our biggest numbers since I've been there. And so we ended up with 122 day campers. So we started kind of a new day camp all summer.
Yeah, that was a new ministry that
Brand
you
new.
Added.
Yep.
Okay.
And so we ended up with 122 of them all summer, 314 overnight campers. So a total of 436 campers. So compared to last year, that's a 13% increase in growth, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
64 total staff. We had a bunch more of them this year too. But the best part, the most exciting part is we had 65 decisions this summer for Christ. And so that's why we do what we do.
Absolutely. Now, just so people understand, I mean, we're still doing overnight camp, but then how do you layer the day campers in with that? What does that look like?
Yeah, so they're kind of there. They have their own program, and so they don't really do a lot with the overnight campers. And so even the meal times and stuff, they're kind of separated. They have their own little area in the dining hall that they have meals and different things like that. But they do all the fun camp stuff that they can get in a day, and then they just don't stay overnight. So they'll come in the morning about 8:30 and leave about 5:30.
Wow. So actually some weeks, I think, if you know, correct me if I'm wrong, that you know, you have overnight camps. So sometimes you have like three camps running at the same time. You have overnight, then day camp, and then you have a wilderness camp
On
some, on not all weeks, but on some of the weeks.
Yeah. So there was 1 week this summer that we literally had no beds left in the campground that we filled every one of them. So
Well, I'm not sure if we can increase anymore.
No, we're out of space.
Well, we'll just have to ask God to do something so we can keep on growing. Well, I know you love camp ministry, and I think what just really revs you up is just new things that you like to try and explore. I think you even go out to camp conferences sometimes just to get new ideas. And I don't know, there's like cerebral synapses are always working all the time, and you're coming up with new ideas on your own. So what new things did you do at Camp Good News this summer?
We had a ton of new stuff. Some of it wasn't even planned. It was just kind of like we saw it and decided to try it. But of course, the day camp was brand new this year. And that was something we came up with last year, trying to figure out a way, as we were pretty full last year, too, trying to figure out a way to get more campers and how we can and spread the word of God to more children.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you going to keep that?
We are going to keep that. And so we've made some, talking with the staff and everything, some improvements and how to make it better and increase the numbers there, too. So we also had a brand new teen week this year. And so we have always, at least since I've been there, Camp Good News has stopped at age 13. And we had some parents last year ask me if we ever considered going any older because they wanted their kids to keep coming to Camp Good News. And so we kind of came up with this last minute and decided to kind of try it. And it was a smaller week, but it was really good. And I really feel that next year it's going to be packed because we had a great time during it. And so they really liked it.
Well, my son went and he just loved
it.
So, yeah. Well, you got one. That's right.
He's in. So we did an escape room this year. And so an escape room is where you're in this room and you have to figure out clues to unlock certain things and you get more clues. And as you go along until you finally get to open, in our escape room, you open a door to release the mad scientist and he gets to be free that he was locked in. And so there's a bunch of, like, right as you walk downstairs on the video TV, there's Morse code playing. And so you have to figure out the Morse code to figure out the clue on what to do next. And so it's a lot of fun. Everyone that did it this summer, not all of them passed. Not all of them were able to help the professor escape, but they really enjoyed it and liked it. And so we keep improving on it, making it better. We had a church, Bloomington Bible Church, donated some swings to us, these huge honking porch swings, and we actually stuck them around a fire pit there by the chapel. So we kind of have a little fire pit with swings around it. That's just, there were people on it all the time. Every time I wanted to sit, I had to kick somebody off. So,
and I sat on those. Those are very comfortable.
They're very nice, yeah.
Yes, very nice.
Our outdoor ed program is, it continues to grow and continues to add new things. And so we do more and more with education out at camp. Probably the biggest, most obvious change that everyone saw was the chapel carpet. Mm-hmm. And so we had...
And you waited a long...
Oh, man.
You had so much patience. The Lord gave you so much patience.
I did not. Yeah, I had zero patience. I love that carpet, though. We had been waiting for that and doing different things for that, and it was all donated completely free.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And so that's awesome. And it makes that chapel look even mm-hmm. better. That's something new we started this year too. Carrie and I this spring went around and did animal shows. And so we would go to schools and churches and birthday parties and wherever, and we would bring about 16 animals into a little animal show. As well, that includes with our animal show, we do the wordless book. So we go through the colors
cool.
with our animals.
Wow. Now, what is the animals for the gold, dark red?
So our gold is our gold desert millipedes.
Okay.
The dark is the hissing cockroaches.
Yes, they should be dark.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, they're pretty gross too. The red is our red-sided skink.
Uh-huh.
And then the clean is our rabbit. He is a frosted pearl, so he's snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the green is our green iguana.
Okay.
And so we have all of those. We tie in with that. And
amazing.
It was pretty cool. We talked with over 3,000 children just in the months of January through April. So it was crazy.
And you still have a voice left.
Not much, but yeah. And then we actually added it after camp was over. I was kind of working on it during camp, and camp time is always crazy. But we had been wanting to add it. And so kind of at the end of camp, we added a human sundial out in our kind of next to the tetherball poles, where you can stand on a square and then, according to the sun, know what time it is, because we have little numbers everywhere that they can stand and just put their hands up and see what time it is.
Well, that's completely new, because I haven't seen that one.
Yeah,
yet,
so. It is. It is very new. So it's part of, we're tying it in with our outdoor ed program.
No, I've heard you say that the reason why you do all this stuff out of camp is so that you can get the kids out there, so that you can teach them God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So how did the children, did you see gospel impact changing their lives and transforming their lives by the power of the gospel?
Yeah, I mean, it's always amazing. It's neat to see. You can even see the kids when it clicks, when they get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's neat to just see and show them. I know in schools and public schools especially, where they're integrated nonstop with here's the science behind it all, and things that are not true. And so to be able to bring them out there and show them like, here's what you're told at school, but let me show you something and not sit there and tell them here's how it really is, but let them almost discover on their own, like, here's how God made this, and let them see and go, yeah, this has to be created. This has to be this way, because it doesn't make sense to be any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of let them discover that on their own. And that's the whole point of the outdoor ed program, is to really let kids and even public schools come out. And we share, we talk about this is God's creation. But then they start to realize like, I don't think this is, evolution is true, because this is how what I'm seeing here. And so and that's neat to let them discover that. So
do you have any stories that happened out at camp this summer where you saw children responding to God's word or responding to the gospel being shared with them?
We do. We always come with great stories and neat stories. I know there was several of my favorite ones. Like, we had a 9-year-old mom called me and informed me how when she'd gotten home that she had witnessed her friends and told her friends about Christ. And we had one homesick camper. And he wanted to go home day one. He was like, I'm home. And day one, you know, you get there, parents leave. It's a little scary time for him. And he knew he'd be sleeping in a different bed. And so he was very scary. And we kind of convinced him, like, just give it. Let me, you know, we'll call mom tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If you still want to go home, we'll call mom tomorrow. He did not want to call mom tomorrow. And he, in fact, at the end of the week, didn't want to go home with mom. He wanted to stay at camp. And so he loved it so much.
I actually heard you had a lot of homesick kids.
We have a lot of younger ones,
yes,
and so that's a part of it, because they start at age 7 at camp, and so a lot of our younger ones do kind of come, and they're a little scared, and so we always encourage parents, like, before camp, maybe let them go stay with grandma or grandpa for the weekend, kind of get them used to staying away, but it usually is, if we can get them to the next day, they don't want to leave, they get camp sick, then they...
Yeah, like, I don't want to go home.
Yes.
So did you, like, hear how, like, not only camp ministry is for the children, but also how is it impacting the families?
Oh, yeah, and that is a big part. I mean, we do encourage the campers as they leave that if they go back to maybe an unsaved home or an unchurched home, that they can be the voice, they can be the light, and share with their parents and stuff. I got a message from a mother who said that the change in her daughter had caused her to start attending church again, that she knew that she sent her kid to camp because she had gone to camp when she was a kid, but she kind of quit going to church, kind of stopped reading her Bible and being involved in stuff. And so seeing that change in her daughter and her daughter going home and saying, "Mom, we're going to church on Sunday," made her start attending again and getting her life back on track with God, which is awesome to hear.
And that also, that kind of dovetails to like next summer is that isn't one of your goals is not just, of course, sharing the gospel and God's word, but also you want them to be salt and light when they go back. And isn't that your theme for
that
next summer?
That is our theme next summer. And that actually came from several stories that we have like this.
Okay.
That we hear that the kids are going home and being salt and light. And from that Matthew 5:13, that you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world.
Uh-huh.
And we really want to encourage the kids. We're all about evangelism and sharing the gospel of Jesus, but we're also about discipleship and helping them learn to go home and be salt and light to their friends and their family.
You know, there's so many things that are going on at Camp Good News. Just give us a snapshot of just what are some just brief ideas maybe you're ruminating for next year. And then also, you know, how we can be praying for you.
Yeah, well, we always have new ideas. And so we haven't tied anything down yet what we're going to add next year, but there's always new stuff, things we want to add, things we want to create. And so nothing yet. So I can't reveal anything yet, but I have probably about 40 different ideas in my head. We'll see.
40?
It may be close to that. And we'll see which ones get to happen.
And they're all for free, right?
Yeah. So that's always, the problem with that is finances. And so we're always needing money to help support these grand ideas and new things. And so right now we're looking at things we can do with the money we currently have on hand and then what God provides through his people from here on out.
Well, I just went camping in South Dakota and I got one idea for you. It was awesome, which you probably already thought before, but they have like this huge checkerboard and chessboard with these pieces and you can actually play right there. Yeah. Like, and it was really cool.
We actually have that at camp. So.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Well, life-size pieces?
The checkers are probably, they're about the size of a bucket lid.
Oh, wow. You're already on it. So, well, again, you have so many things on your plate. What are some of your biggest needs and how can we pray for you?
So we're always looking for different people to just pray for us and pray for the campers, pray for the staff. We're always in need of funds. Camp is awesome. Camp is a great ministry, but it does cost.
But it costs, yeah.
And so we have we give out a lot of scholarships to kids who can't afford to come to camp, and so we need funds for that. I attend these different conferences. Some of them I get to teach at, which is great, so it doesn't cost, but some do cost, so I can go and learn more. Again, new programs and activities need those funds. And then all of our staff raise support. And so we're actually trying to grow our staff and get a few more people out there to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more people, God's people, they're willing to give and help grow that staff support can help grow our staff. And so, and then of course, I love sharing camp. And I love telling others.
Mm-hmm.
So any churches or groups or schools that would like to see a skunk maybe or have an animal show, we love to just go and share and place to share camp.
And I think it's important for our listener audience to understand that, you know, you've been a camp director for all this time, but really you've been kind of, all by yourself. And of course you have your wife and we also have Brian Cordes, but we really do need to add staff.
Yes.
So we really need, if you're listening today, could consider a special gift to Camp Good News, because we really want to see some of these people that God is calling, that they would come on staff so they could be your right-hand, left-hand person out there at Camp Good News. Well, we have so many other things to talk about, so I'm going to hold you over, and we're going to then talk about our fall ministry and what's going on at Camp Good News. So thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again for next week as we continue sharing the good news from Camp Good News.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.